Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yes! Welcome to the Drinking Bros Dirtbag Thanksgiving. We're here live with your favorite dirtbag, Mr. Jack Mandeville. You decided not to wear clothes again today, Jack, I've noticed.
I'm not feeling it, Ross. I'm sweating out a little booze right now, and I gotta make this as easy as possible.
Can you do me a favor? Everybody watching on YouTube probably needs to see full body what you're working with there today.
All right, so I'm getting cleaned right now, by the way.
God. Show that dog again.
This is
yeah.
A full angle.
Oh, boy.
Can we see the dog? Is the dog still licking you?
Yeah, man. He's my little helper. He cleans me when I need it.
Wow.
My little helper. You just said that he was your little helper, Jack. Jesus, dude.
He's really, honestly, you've known me for a while, Ross. So have you, Dan. And this dog is my best friend. He's really all I have. And when I die or when he dies, I'm going to go full 22.
Yeah. For sure. Are you going to play the Taylor Swift song then too?
I don't know about you, but yeah, I'm feeling 22.
Where are you at right now in America? A lot of people want to know where Jack Mandeville is currently at in America for Thanksgiving, where you're shirtless, a dog is licking your stomach endlessly. What are you doing for the holidays?
Honestly, the one thing I've known over the years, you know, I've spent a lot of holidays away from family. And the one thing I know is the Chinese restaurants are always open Thanksgiving Day. You can always count on strip mall Chinese joints across America to be open and take care of pathetic men like me.
Dude, can I be real with you here, man? I fucking love Chinese, like just Chinese takeout in general. I would eat that for every holiday if I could.
Bro, you know exactly what you're getting, whether you're in freaking bumshit Montana or you're in New York City, you know exactly what you're getting when you order Chinese.
Yeah, NSG.
Yes. And you're going to be shitting yourself, you're going to be hungry, and then eat the rest of it later.
Do you wonder if that translates to cannibalism? Like if you eat a Chinese person, are you hungry half an hour later?
I think it does, actually.
So it's a good thing they weren't on that alive plane, right?
No. They would have been gone first. Or you'd be shitting them out first.
My ex, my ex was a Korean, and every time we get done having sex, I always wanted to bang her like 15 minutes later. So I don't know if that means anything.
It probably does, Jack. It probably does. Why are you guys not still together? What happened with that, you think?
Oh, this was like 10 years ago. Basically, I was a loser, long story short. And that's when I made a real attempt at starting to write professionally. And I wasn't making any money, so she needed a little more stability.
She needed some more stability.
But if she could see me now in my one bedroom loft.
The beauty is she can, because we're live on YouTube. By the way, hammer the like button if you're watching live on YouTube, obviously. And then Jack, go ahead and pan down. Some people on the message boards here are saying this is what Ron Jeremy's view used to look like before he went into jail.
No, that's what the girl's view looks like when she's sucking Ron Jeremy's dick.
It's true. It's a nice POV of everything else. Show the dog. Is the dog still licking you?
He's having at it, man.
Oh, boy.
Wow, whatever he's trying to get off there is either off already or it's there permanently.
Salty.
Yeah, so you can let him know that that's not going to be necessary anymore.
He licks me whenever I get out of the shower. So what I've started doing is he like licks my my ankles, like he attacks them. So I've just started not washing the soap off my ankles as a deterrent. So,
no, you know why he does that, right? Dogs do that to mask your scent from predators. That's why he's doing it.
Oh, he really is my little helper. My God.
And Jack is a predator. So
isn't that,
it's like,
yeah, you are. Know. He's like trying to mask you from yourself. You'd look like somebody. You look like fucking Chris Hansen is going to walk in that room any minute now.
Oh.
Or you actually kind of look like BTK as well.
Well, I'm already having a seat, if that means anything.
What?
Is there spray paint on the walls behind you?
Yeah, and are there cookies on the table with milk in front of you?
There is. Okay, so there's spray paint on the walls behind you, and that's where you live, right?
Yeah, I live in a 100-year-old abandoned peanut factory.
Oh, that's dope.
So,
do you have a peanut allergy?
What's that?
Do you have any peanut allergies, or is that still a thing? Or
I don't. I had a woman here back in the day who she did have peanut allergies, and nothing happened to her. So I think they did a nice clean before they gentrified it.
Yeah, deep clean. Let's see that graffiti there. Oh yeah,
we got
fuck.
Some Mesa Mesa.
Yep, big fan of their work in the the late '90s. The Mesa 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 gang. That's a table table for all you people who don't speak Spanish at home.
You got a little more Mesa Mesa down here.
Yeah, some more table table. The table table gang was infamous for cutting your legs off back in the day. Not a lot of people know it about the Mesa Mesa gang, but it's a nice place. How many square feet is that, Jack? What would you say?
I got this place as a crash pad when I was on the road, and then COVID happened. So I've been staying in a 683 square foot place ever since lockdown happened.
There it is. That's really all you need, though. Jack, in this world, like, there's a lot of people who say, hey man, like, because it's Thanksgiving, and obviously you're thankful for having a place to live and everywhere else, but a lot of people say you don't need more than 683 in this life.
Yeah, no, honestly, the only reason why I even have this place is because I just want to make women happy, because if it was up to me, I'd be homeless.
Oh, yeah, of course. What's that bathroom looking like there? Can you walk us through that toilet sitch?
Oh, we're doing a whole fucking cribs episode.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for the holidays, but here, I got my nice little display case here. Got a little Stephen Pressfield, some Vonnegut.
And that's you got the Gonzo book. I read that book. Is this in your bathroom currently?
Yeah, we are in my bathroom right now.
Oh, pan on down to that toilet. Okay, so good. So what you did was you took a whole bookshelf and put your actual books in there.
I got the books. I got my little fire. Oh, look, I got this here, right here, Ross.
Yeah.
Nice little memento that was given out.
Mm. Ah, range 15. You don't say. You put that right in the bathroom.
That's where it belongs. Yeah. I mean, it's luckily you've got a typewriter in there.
A copy of Con Air.
A VCR tape of Con Air in your toilet. Do you have a VCR inside the bathroom?
I have one in my closet, actually. So, yeah.
Wow.
If you bust that out for Thanksgiving, you put a little Con Air on the VCR inside the toilet while you're dumping out your Chinese food. Sounds like a dream holiday to me.
Watching that air hit Nick Cage's face
as he comes off the plane for the first time. Yeah, that's a big one. So what are you doing for your Thanksgiving, Jack?
I'm doing a little Friendsgiving. I'm heading up to Dallas and gonna do a little Friendsgiving up there.
Oh yeah,
who's up there? Anybody we know?
No, actually.
That's real vague, Jack.
Well, it's non-workspace friends, I guess you could say.
Well, we're non-workspace friends, Jack. We don't work with you. You know what I'm saying? We're just friends in real life. You known these guys for a while up in Dallas?
A little bit, yeah.
Are they trustworthy?
One of my old Marine buddies.
Okay, cool.
No is the answer.
Yeah, no is the answer.
You can't trust. You can trust a Marine that's not your friend more than you can trust a Marine that is your friend, because they will fucking steal all your shit.
Mm-hmm.
Eat all your food, drink all your booze, and try to fuck your girlfriend, but only if they know you. If they don't, then it's like, I don't know that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You guys are dirtbags. I mean, it's look at you, Jack. Come on.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, you want to really add an extra dirtbag element?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Let's see what you got.
I've got the N-word version of Huckleberry Finn right here.
No way. Wow. That is rare. Yeah, they don't sell that anymore or teach that in schools.
No.
Why? No, yeah, that's long gone. Right, understandably so, but I got one of the original 19th century editions right there.
You gonna give that to a kid, like, you know, one of your kids in your will, like, hey, here's the original N-word version.
Just give it to my nephews for Christmas, like, hey, Michelle, make sure they start on chapter 2 when you meet Jim.
Yeah. I like there. So there, did you know there's a, I can't remember who the comedian is that did this bit back in the day, but they made an edited version of it to keep it in schools at one point, and they changed N-word to slave. So his name was Slave Jim. Why not just Jim?
Slave Jim, no. I don't really know. We talked about it earlier, about the Chappelle thing that's going on right now.
The Chappelle thing,
felt like a slave.
Yeah.
It's all nonsense.
I think the other, the book that got banned recently, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
There
people are like, it's uncomfortable for children. That's the point of the book. It's supposed to talk about racism in the South in the 30s.
Yeah. And that, by the way, that's how I learned about it. Because I think, and Dan and I have said this on the show numerous times, right? Like the racism thing really missed our era. Like,
you don't understand it when you're a child. You
know what I mean? No, well, you do and you don't, right? Like, I never heard the fucking N-word or any of that shit, right? Growing up.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. I mean, I grew up in a black neighborhood.
Yeah, you did. But I grew up in Georgia, and you were like, all right, sweet. It would have been prevalent or whatever else. I think the 70s and all that shit was kind of when that was. So I'm the same way with you, where it was just like, all right, great. I learned that through To Kill a Mockingbird about racism and all that other shit. Dead serious.
Yeah, it's a fictional reflection of a very dark period of American history, and the most dangerous thing that can happen to children is for them to not realize that that existed.
Yeah. And then the other big eye opener for me was high school. We had to go out and play Forsyth County in high school football. And then I learned about racism. I was like, oh shit, it does exist in other like tiny counties of like Georgia, where you're just like, all
right,
sweet.
That was the Oprah County, right?
Yeah.
By the way, the To Kill a Mockingbird is a really, so for those of you who aren't history buffs, let me inform you. One of the things that kicked off the Revolutionary War was that Sam Adams and a couple of knuckleheads, Sons of Liberty,
mm-hmm.
started a bunch of shit. They started a riot in Massachusetts and Boston, and were throwing things at British soldiers. One of the British soldiers fired and killed a dude, and then they tried to try him for murder and blah, blah, blah. John Adams, the second president of the United States, represented him at trial, right? Yep. Got him
off.
Which
was not a popular thing to do.
No, he was very unpopular at the time, and got him acquitted. And then right after that, the crown said that we're going to try all military stuff back in England.
Right.
And that's one of the things that kind of kicked it off.
Yeah.
And then the Tea Party happens shortly after that, and blah, blah, blah. This story, To Kill a Mockingbird, is almost a reimagining of that. A person who is a privileged person and educated deciding to take a principled stance, mm-hmm. I guess, for either a hated or minority group, and then, you know, it works out the way that it should.
Yeah.
And that's a good lesson to learn. You know what I mean? It's an example. Even though it's technically fake in the case of To Kill a Mockingbird, it was real with John Adams, and that's a good lesson for people to learn, that it doesn't matter how much you dislike someone or don't understand them or whatever the case is right and wrong is wrong.
Yeah, and if you have read the book at home and you're wondering who would play Boo Radley, you're looking at it right there, and it's Jack Mandeville.
Jack Mandeville would also play. I think you would have been much better than John Malkovich.
Oh, I agree. Ooh. Yeah.
And what?
Do you know who
Mice
played?
And Men.
You know who Mice and Men.
Yeah, you'd been a great Lenny in Mice and Men.
Just squishing rabbits and stuff all mm-hmm. the time. Which way did he go, George?
Is this better?
There it is. Are you in bed right now, by the way?
I'm in bed. I got the covers on. Look, if I fall asleep, guys, just proceed. You don't need me for this show. It's your show.
Obviously.
No, I've watched you sleep for hours, actually.
Yeah. One of your main things that you like to do is put this exact camera angle on Facebook Live mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. say, hey, guys, you want to sleep with me or watch me sleep? And then you go to sleep. And it's on for, what, 4 to 6 hours before it finally...
Facebook, I think it maxes out at 4 hours. So I'll wake up in the morning and it'll let me know how many people were watching.
The weirdest thing was the first time I saw you do it, I was with you and you were out. And I was like, oh, he's fully committed with his bit. He's going to bed. And when I woke up in the morning, I think your video of just you sleeping had 36,000 views on Facebook.
It had the most I've ever had is 70,000 views and something like 5,000 comments, you know, God knows how many likes.
Is that a fetish, by the way, to watch somebody sleep?
I think, you know what's interesting about it is it's the most vulnerable thing you can do. You have no control over what you do in your sleep. And I mean, I've been having night terrors since I was a kid. A lot of people think it was the war that did it to me, but I saw Dances with Wolves when I was 7. It really fucked me up in the head. So I've been getting chased by screaming Sioux Indians for pretty much my entire life in my dreams. And I scream a lot.
Really?
Well, hey, man. I mean,
that's
look.
That's fucking dark.
I'm kind of the same.
Really?
but I'm the one chasing people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, obviously.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, with you.
It's really frustrating, though, because I chase people the same way that old school zombies chase people in movies.
Mm-hmm.
So for the entire dream, I'm walking really slow and they're right there.
They you can't catch up.
They
to
keep
them.
Tripping and they won't get in the car that's already running with the keys in it. I'm like, and I can never get there.
Right.
All I want to do is murder. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But people are garbage. Like what you said before, but the only fucking human being that's never or the only living being that's ever fucked me over my dogs. They've never fucking made me feel bad ever, and everybody else makes me feel bad. So I either need to get new dogs,
yep,
to make sure I always have them, or you know, we'll have a little party at some point.
Yeah, instead of a dream catcher, you need like a rage catcher or something like that.
Yeah, can you imagine that? I mean, a rage catcher in the South is called, I think, a wife, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is. A wife's face.
It is.
Excuse me.
It is.
Just kidding. People in the South don't all hit their wives. I don't think.
Well, a little rap on the beak from time to time is necessary. I think during the holidays, it'll happen more often than not, especially if you fuck up the stuffing or the turkey. You know, people are going to get some raps on the beak of like, hey, dude, why did you fuck up my day today?
You know what I was just talking about earlier, actually, was Sean Connery died recently. And he did that interview back in the early 90s about how just very casually how he would smack his wife around, which people have been canceled for far less.
Oh, yeah.
Than, you know, beating your wife. But I feel like everybody like ignored that major thing. It's like, you know, he openly admitted to beating his wife.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, with Connery, though, like, it's acceptable because it's Sean Connery, where you could,
Connery, yeah.
Honestly, like, the wife probably deserved it in that sitch, where, you know, he was drinking, and she probably knew, right, that he was coming home after having a few. Obviously, he drove, like, that guy didn't have a driver, like, he's one of those, if he's under 17 scotches, he's driving, and then when he comes home, like, hey, he expects head or something else. And if he's not getting it, obviously he's beating his wife. Like that's Connery. And I think we all knew that. Right. And I would have to imagine that if, when you marry Sean Connery, he laid down those ground rules from the get go of like, hey, when I come home, all right, I'll be having 17 scotches and then I want beach. I want to go to sleep. If you say one more fucking word, I will give you a rap on the beak, you know, like very like, I'll give you a fucking rap on the beak and let you know. And then one night she was like, Sean, you're just too drunk. And he's like, well, now I'm forced to raise my hand at you, you know? And then
absolutely it was in fucking contract. Remote.
Yes. Yes. And I think Sean is one of those guys where you're like, all right, it's acceptable. There's a few guys out there in the world that look like wife beaters. And you're like, all right, sweet. John Wayne looks like a wife beater. I don't know if he was.
You mean Marion Morrison?
Is that his real name?
Yeah, Marion Morrison. I don't
give me a fucking
I don't know if he
break.
Beat his wife, but he certainly dodged the draft.
Yeah, I
he
like how John Wayne's like this fucking tough guy, American fucking hero. No, not really.
He's 5'6".
He's a draft dodger, and his real name's Marion. So
literally fun. the one war in American history where you weren't supposed to dodge the draft. He dodged the draft.
Yeah, and he was about 5'6". If you go to Grauman's Chinese Theater and look at his footprints out there, it's like baby shoes in the goddamn cements, and you're just like,
tiny,
oh.
Tiny little. He's a little guy.
He was very prince-ish, is all I'll say, you know? that fucker, you know?
Ross, have you ever told your prince story on Drinking Bros before when you saw him performing at some, like, restaurant or something like that?
I believe, man, I don't know if it was Drinking Bros or Ross Patterson Revolution. I did. I did tell that crazy-ass story where I saw Prince. It was the greatest experience of my life. And I said this the other day, I forget which show, cause we record every day on both shows, but, I said, you know, Ticketmaster was going to give, if you have proof of a vaccination, they'll let you go to concerts next year. Right. Is the thing. And I was like, man, they were taking a lot of heat for it. And I was like, there was only three bands I think I would take a fucking vaccination for to go see in this life. The Rolling Stones, Prince, if Prince was alive. And then there was a Pearl Jam show that absolutely tore my face off on accident one night in LA that I was like, oh, shit, they play for 4 hours and don't give a fuck. Like, that was kind of it where I was like, I'll vax up for that. But Prince, for sure. Like, yeah. God damn it, dude. One of the very best to do it.
He's the angel of Minnesota, man.
He really is. And you're a Minnesota boy. I'm surprised you're not with Becky.
No, you know, the Becky and Jerbo are doing their duty as 60 and above, and they're keeping it light this year.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, Minnesota's infested right now. They're just gross. They're yucky up there. So
with COVID?
Oh yeah, yeah, they're nasty up there.
Man, yeah. I look, there was a study done the other day of whether or not people were keeping a safe distance or not doing Thanksgiving or whatever. Ironically, I talked about this on Ross Patrick Revolution. Ironically, Pennsylvania was the two case studies. So they did Philadelphia and Pittsburgh of turkeys. Mm. Turkeys like 14 to 16 pounds, which is obviously for multiple family members. Sold out, same as always. Nothing has changed there, and they're a hot spot as well. So I don't know. Do you care? Have you had COVID?
I'm a fatty, and I have a history of tobacco use, so I know it could. But I'm not terrified of it. But I, you know, I'm masking up, doing my duty there.
But have you had it?
I'm definitely not changing where I'm going.
Have you had it yet?
I tested positive for the antibodies, and I'm pretty sure, as far as I know, it was on U.S. soil as early as September. Mm-hmm. And this time last year, I was like deathly ill, and I'm pretty sure that's when I had it.
No shit.
Yeah.
And so when you took the antibody test, you were positive for it? So you've had it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had it back the second week of March, and, you know.
You were there in the thick of it.
I was here, actually. I wasn't in North Carolina. I was in Texas. And
no shit.
Yeah, I'm not going to say where I was, but what happened was like three of our friends who you know, we can talk about it off air sometime, but we had all called each other like the next day, and they were like, hey, man, how are you feeling today? I was like, well, I'm hungover, but, you know, I'm not really sure. And they were like, yeah, but are you feeling more than a hangover? And I was like, what do you mean? They were like, diarrhea, red eyes, all that other shit. And I was like, yeah. And then it was like, oh, fuck. Everybody had it. And then somebody came out in the press that had it at an event that I was at. And I was like, oh, well, those were the motherfuckers we were with. And then that was kind of, it was 3 to 4 days. I will say this. The only thing that lingered was the fucking headaches.
Right.
I had these gnarly headaches, and I never get headaches.
The worst for it for me, from what I recall, and again, we didn't know what COVID was back then, but the coughing is what did me in. Like it was violent coughing. I've never experienced it in my life.
Well, you probably had bronchitis before, right? You seem like the kind of guy that would have bronchial issues, to be honest.
Brute. You know what? Surprisingly, Dan, I don't get sick that often for as much bullshit as I put in my body.
Yeah, me too. I rarely, if ever, get sick. Maybe once every other year or so. But when I do, and it's respiratory, it's not great just because of all the weird shit that we've breathed in over the years. But again...
Well, Jack's smoking 2 packs a day, right?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I mean, I smoke a fucking gram of weed a day through a gram of oil per day, which is a lot of weed.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So I'm doing
that. Yeah, where are you at cigarette-wise per day?
Putting in about 25 reds a day, Ross.
Oof. Is it reds? Are you in Marble Reds?
Since I was 14 years old, I'm telling you, I am due to die.
Why don't you just jewel it out?
Dirtbag.
Why don't you just jewel it, man? What are you waiting for?
I don't know, man. I'm a creature of habit.
Fucking dirtbags Thanksgiving, dude.
I'll tell you this.
Bro, I gotta freaking get, I'm getting too comfortable. I'm falling asleep on you guys. You guys don't deserve that.
If you're not watching this live on YouTube, you should be right now. My God, man, this is someone's kink out in the world. It's just not mine. It's your belly button hole is huge, by the way. Like I could fit a penis in there, I feel like.
Yeah, it's on the angle, Ross.
What are you weighing these days? About 160, 165?
Let's do this together, actually. Let's do this together. I'm gonna walk to that
You have a scale in your house?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, walk on over there.
Well, I feel like you having a scale in your house is like Hunter Biden having a crack pipe in his house. It's not a good idea. You know what I mean? There's no reason for that.
What do we got there? There it is. We get a live weigh-in here. What does it say there, Jack? Read it to the audience for the audio show.
About to walk up. Oh, wow. I don't know if you can see that.
250.
50.6.
You hit it. You hit the 250, the deuce and a half mark.
Good for you.
There you go.
That's a lot of work.
You're exhausted, Jack. Take a seat, my
just
man.
I'm really
just sweating out some hangover.
250.6.
Right.
How hard did you go last night? What'd you do?
I met with my friend Dan Eric over at the Burleson Beer Garden in San Antonio, Texas. We imbibed in some libations. And of course, I headed back here and I was lonely. So I just drank myself to sleep, really.
Man, it sounds like a great night. Somebody on YouTube said that's 1/8 of a ton that you weigh. Dan Aguilera said that. So congratulations. That's not bad at all. Look, there's dreams that you can shoot for. What do you think you'll top out at in this life? Do you ever think about that?
I was 260 about a month ago, and I've been consciously trying to lose weight since I topped off at 260. I was at Jared's house when I weighed myself, and even Jared looked at me like I was disgusting. And that's when I knew I had to change my life habits.
Seriously, if you're getting judgment from that,
yeah,
you may
want. I knew. I was like, oh no, I can't let this be the guy that's judging me.
Even Jared finally was like, is he still off the booze?
As far as I know, yeah, I saw him, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago, and he was still holding in there.
Man, that's awful.
He's only got to go a couple more months at this point, so Logan has to make a goddamn documentary.
I think it's March.
Yeah.
I think it's March is what he has to go through.
To March. I don't think through March. Oof. So I think it's through February, so it's like 3 months and a week.
Who wants to be sober over the holidays, though, for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I can't be. No. I can't be sober for more than a few hours. To be honest, because you know, life is bullshit, dude.
Right.
This is all still. Life is like a really cold winter, and drugs are a coat.
Yeah.
Keeps me warm at night because no human being is gonna do it for me.
Can I get that in one of those like pink background like chick meme things?
Get Nate Olson to do it. He makes funny ass, like he takes really nice inspirational looking pictures and puts fucked up quotes on them.
Yeah, we'll get it. We'll have somebody on Etsy make us a wood. One of them's like a mountain thing for your bathroom.
One of them's like a mountain range. It's a beautiful mountain range with a sunset behind it, and it just says "cunt."
Yeah.
Which, if you know, Nate.
Oh yeah, I saw one of two people holding hands, and it just said diarrhea.
Yeah, there's a quintet of dolphins jumping over a rainbow, and it just says rape.
That's
You know, and well, you're like, all right, sweet.
Dolphins are rapists.
That's what I heard.
Matt proved that years ago.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Jack, as always, we got some sponsors who pay for the show on the air. I don't know how, and I don't know if they're going to pay for today's episode, obviously. It would seem strange if they did. look at that face. It's only one that a mother can love. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Do you have a ghost bed, Jack, or do we not get you one?
I do not have a ghost bed. I just have a standard, bed.
It's probably why your life is the way it is right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's why I'm hurting at night. That's why my dreams are getting more vivid and worse, and they just keep coming after me, and I can just hear them.
You know what you need is MDMA.
Yeah, pure MDMA will get rid of those nightmares for you.
If you're driving up to Dallas, you can stop by my place on the way north, and I'll give you some.
Yeah, and Dan's got a cornucopia of drugs at his house.
I do. I have quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
At this point in my life, I don't want to interrupt the rundown here.
Nah, go ahead.
There's only one drug I ever look forward to doing, and I only do it once a year because I love it way too much.
I know.
Is it MDMA?
No,
and it's only on New Year's.
What is it?
Doesn't matter,
is
Ross.
Is it cocaine?
Of course it is. What the fuck is that?
All right, cool. Cocaine is a New Year's drug. There you go. Look, if you've got a ghost bed, you feel free to do drugs off of it. They're fine. Like, it's a great mattress to do drugs off of, and they get a cover, too. So what you can do is just pull back the sheets, put that coke down on the cover over it, rip a huge gator tail, RIP Maradona, and then fucking continue on about your life. Can you fuck on coke, Jack, you personally?
What's that?
Can you have sex on cocaine?
Me? No, I've never even attempted to be honest with you. Like, when I do cocaine, it's once a year. I'm very strict about it, and I just want to have the best time of my life and just talk to everybody.
Yeah, I've enjoyed one of those evenings with you, actually. It was very nice. Yeah, it was like 2 years ago on New Year's. It was great.
No shit. Yeah. Look at that. What are you doing for New Year's this year?
Cocaine.
I have no idea. Hopefully not getting COVID. Or I could head up to Austin, too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Dan will have plenty of party favors there. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today.
/cocaine.
And, you can. We're not saying you can do some rippers off of it, but you can do some rippers off that bed. Some booger sugar.
I've got the Ghost Lux, the cooling mattress, and when you're up all day and all night, so for Saturday, for example, right?
Yeah.
We started, around 11 a.m., went to watch Ohio State with young Jamie Vernon. Great time. By the way, his COVID stuff was about the taste. That's the one that lingered for him.
Yeah, mine because was the headaches.
Everything tasted like water for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, we had some beers and some laughs with Rogan's producer, so, Jamie, Jamie.
Started at 11.
Fun time. Went till.
I think I personally stopped drinking and imbibing other substances around 2:33 a.m.
Oh, proud of you. Proud of you.
Yeah. And then I went home and I was like, man, I'm glad I've got this mattress that's cooling.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to sweat all this out over the next couple of days. So I've got the cooling mattress plus the protector.
Mm-hmm.
Had to wash the protector. I'm not going to lie, but this is horrifying.
Look at if you saw Jack Jesus standing Christ. Over you in this exact motion right now. I mean,
this is how I want to wake up every morning. I'm tired of alarms.
Yeah.
The sound is jarring. I feel like waking up to this, though, would be...
Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today, by the way. 30% off everything in the store for Black Friday. It's going on right now. Do it. 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest there. Get on that. Jack, the next product we have is manscapes.com. Do you shave up? Do you shave your pubes?
I'm a pube shaver, yep. I'm a single man. You got to be attentive about it.
Yeah, let me ask you why. Because, look, the Manscapes is something you should have in your house. They also got the weed whacker for your nostrils. They got a package for Christmas, for the holidays you can bundle together. Do you do it more because it adds an extra inch and a half to your dick for shaving off your pubes?
Yeah, I could really use all I could get, and so I try to get ahead of it.
Yeah, yeah. Proud of you. A man like yourself needs it, and go to manscaped.com today. Promo code DRINKINGBROS gets you 20% off and free shipping. Look, it'll not only shave your pubes, you can shave your nostrils, everything there. And it comes in these beautiful kits that are on the desk right there in the corner.
Actually, hold on a sec.
Nicest fucking kits on the planet. Hey, that razor's on my desk over there. Yeah, look at that. And the fucking DOP kit is right there. You can use it right now and live on air if you want. Who used that live on air? Was it Ray Cash Care? Shaved his pubes live on air with the Manscapes? Yeah. It's nice, isn't it? They got a bunch of shit. The cologne and everything they got there. No, the cologne was Duke Cannon. The cologne I got from Duke Cannon. I love that cologne. I love Duke Cannon. Holiday Bros at DukeCannon.com, by the way, is their special with 10% off. They got fucking new goddamn cologne there I used yesterday.
Yeah, so this is the weed whacker. This is the...
Boom.
The fucking nose hair trimmer.
Yes. Works amazing.
Dope. This is the DOP kit. If you buy the kit that comes in the box...
It's leather, too.
Comes with this DOP kit.
Yeah.
It's got some bullshit in here.
Which is amazing, dude. They got the ball deodorant, they got razors, they got the clippers, everything.
This is all your accoutrement, and here's the shaver.
Yep.
Right here, and it's got this thing right here. So it goes, this is bald.
Yep.
This one is like...
Like a one or a two, right?
Yeah, this one's a close shave.
Yeah.
When you go all the way down.
Yeah.
And then when you come up here, this is the normal... This is like if dudes say they trim their nuts, this is the exact fucking length you want it to be.
There it is. There it is right there.
Comes with ball duster and foot deodorant, all kinds of bullshit, man.
Deodorant, it's the best.
This is the best of all the men's grooming products that exist. That one's the best.
I mean, look, the view you're watching right now on YouTube of Jack Mandeville is the view that Manscaped wants you to have right there. Because you shave that stomach too, don't you, Jack?
Oh, yeah, this is all natural, to be honest with
you. Is it really? That's a big surprise.
Yeah, I'm only Greek looking from the neck up.
Ah. Ah, you don't say. Yeah, you look very... who else is Greek? John Stamos? You look very John Stamos. I feel like I'm looking at his twin brother. John Stamos' twin brother right now. That's how amazing you look.
Todd Stamos? Everybody knows about Todd Stamos.
Yeah, do you get that a lot? Do you get, hey, man, you look like a young Stamos?
Todd Stamos and
Dave. Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Ross. I'm more like of a... You look like Dave Attell. Yeah.
That's true, by the way. David Tell's looked the same for 25 years, by the way.
I can
testify to that one. Last but not least on the program is KillCliffCBD.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you, what, 30%? Is it 30%?
It's 30 for now. Yeah, I don't know how long that's going to last.
25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. Grape, mango, strawberry, and grape, dude. Did I say grape?
Yeah.
Orange Kush.
Orange Kush
is the other one.
Yeah.
25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. Proud of all of that life, dude. It's the fucking best in the biz. I'm shipping some out to a listener today. Lloyd Burke, you're going to get some next week. I promised him when he was here in the studio, so I'm going to ship some to Lloyd Burke today. But go to fucking killcliffcbd.com. No THC in any of these cans. You will not piss hot on the drug test. Are you worried about a drug test?
Oh, man, I'm 1099 as fuck, Ross. Mm. I'm good, bro.
Yeah, you are.
Even God if damn I wasn't. You are.
Yeah, now you're fine. KillCliffCBD.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS, 30% off and free shipping. You're going to need that over the holidays. Realize it's too late for Thanksgiving, but Christmas is right around the corner. Jack Mandeville.
Can I bring up a point of order?
Yes.
Please do.
Is this Robert's Rules of...
Look, I don't want to put your sponsor, Kill Clip, on the spot, but I enjoyed their mocha flavors. They're like the coffee flavors they had back in the day. We had like a bunch of those on the set of Range 15. I was like mowing those down, and they're nowhere to be found anymore. And I really feel like they should bring that flavor back.
I'll let them know.
Yeah. Yeah, let them know, dude.
I mean, look, you're an important guy.
Yeah, you are an important guy.
I'm the kind of guy you want in the boardroom for sure.
Goddamn right. What are you watching these days, Jack? What's a guy like you watching? Because I feel like, is Black Rifle shut down for COVID?
Well, the physical building is, but people are they're at normal work.
Working from home?
Yeah, everyone's moving along as normal.
What's a fucking guy like you watching on Netflix these days? You got any hits for everybody?
Bruh, The Crown.
Come on, don't. Is The Crown like this year's
phenomenal?
Is it? I'm sorry. Is it Downton Abbey?
Yeah,
you're thinking of bullshit British-made Downton Abbey stuff. No, the Crown is like phenomenally well done. I can't even, like, my Instagram feed now has, my algorithm has completely changed because I'm just liking nothing but Princess Di pics. I'm like, I'm becoming one of those like weird chicks in the 90s that were obsessed with Princess Di. Like, I'm becoming that guy.
Lady Di. So interesting story about The Crown for me. My wife watches it, right? They're on like season 5. And Lady Di joined, and Margaret Thatcher, who is Gillian Anderson from X-Files. And to me,
phenomenal.
She's a little extra. I think she's a little extra. Oh, this, Jack, can you see my face?
Yes, I can.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's all she does throughout The Crown. First of all, I was pissed off when it wasn't about a woman giving childbirth.
Yeah.
Found out that it wasn't about that crown. It was about the action. There it is.
Unfortunate.
Nailed it. I try to get Jesse on that joke every time. Finally got her. Finally got you. And I'm glad. It has nothing to do with crowning. It's the royal family on that one.
Well,
so
I'm sure somebody has a baby at some point, right? Look, the British are well known for having children. That's pretty much all they're well known for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what else do they do?
There's not a lot to do in a country with no sunlight.
Yeah.
Man.
What's the last thing that England did? Aside from leaving the EU, that anybody gave a fuck about?
David Beckham and the Spice Girls.
No, that was the early 90s.
Yeah, that's the last thing I can remember.
So you say it's been 30 years?
Yeah, well, the Lady Di thing. So to go back to that, that was in 92? That was 96.
Yeah, you're right.
96. It was 96. And do you remember where you were, Jack?
In 96?
Yeah, when Lady Di died? Yeah.
Watching.
Yeah, I was in my first period class watching my English teacher have a mental breakdown over it.
Really?
Good for her.
Yeah, and for a 14-year-old American boy, you're like, what the fuck is this woman's problem? But now I get it. After watching The Crown, I get it now.
Yeah, I was on a bender that night, actually. The Olympics were in Atlanta.
So was her limo driver, evidently. So.
Yeah, exactly. I was underage drinking is what I was doing, but whatever. By the time we got home, it was super late. Because everybody was partying in Atlanta, that's where I'm from, for the Olympics. Parties go all night for the Olympics. It's a great event. When it comes to LA, we should rage there for sure.
So you were in Atlanta during the Olympics?
Correct. I actually went to the closing ceremonies.
Did you get questioned about the...
The bombing, yeah. The Richard Jewell thing. I didn't because I missed it by a week. But I remember when all that was going on in Centennial Park and all that shit.
That fucking poor guy.
Yeah, RIP Richard Jewell.
Christ. I mean, he was kind of a... He's kind of a dumpy loser.
He was a doofus.
Yes.
But he wasn't an asshole.
No. And
he seemed to be a decent guy. He was just a fucking goofball.
The weirdest thing about that story is because they all got it wrong, all these newspapers.
That's not the guy that would have done that.
Nope. And he went around and sued every single newspaper. Yeah. Won like, it was something crazy, like $290 million total or whatever it was. Moved to the woods in Georgia and became like a... What do you call those woods sheriffs up there?
Woods
sheriff? Oh, like a wildlife officer?
Yes,
something?
Like a ranger. Yeah, yeah, that's what he was. A woods sheriff. I like woods sheriff better than park ranger.
Woods sheriff is great. Yeah.
Woods sheriff is a lot better than park ranger.
You know, that's like calling a fucking a grocery store a food library, asshole. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
I'm down to do that.
It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
But yeah, the wood sheriff up there. So he was there in like this small town, like bumfuck Georgia. And then he just died of a heart attack, like by a dumpster, like checking a dumpster or something.
That's how you want to go out, man.
Oof. And Kathy Bates is playing your mom in a fucking Clint Eastwood movie, and it's like, where did all that money go to? Because I don't think he had any kids or anything.
No, he
didn't think he was married, right?
No, he was an involuntarily celibate person, I would have to imagine, right?
Yeah, but he had like fucking $300 million, dude, and he just did nothing with it.
Yeah, what I would have done if I was that dude and had that amount of money,
yep,
I would have gone to Vegas and...
Yeah,
Spent all of my money on drugs and whores until I died. If either drugs or whores.
Oh, I get that. I get that.
I don't know how you die from whores.
Vegas is the best place to do that, or maybe what about like Thailand or something like that?
I mean, I guess it depends on your sexual proclivities, Jack. You're not throwing the scent off the fucking predator trail right now. I'll say that.
Yeah, not at all.
Why is that a? Oh, stop now. Why is that a problem in Thailand?
Yes, dude.
No, it's not a problem. I mean, look, sex trafficking is a problem in Thailand. Yeah, of course, but.
Hey, was it Total Frat Move that did that story about the kid who went to Mexico with his life savings throw the microphone over to Fake Dan here. What's remember that story? How much money did he go? He went down to Mexico to kill himself.
He blew his life savings on cocaine and strippers.
Yes.
Or, no, hookers.
Hookers, yeah. In Mexico.
In Mexico and decided I don't want to kill myself anymore.
Seriously, he spent a lot of money. I don't know how many.
I think it was $150,000. Right?
I don't know how many whores you can get in Mexico for $100,000, but I'm guessing it's a lot.
Endless. Giorgio is going to have that answer.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't.
Do we just cure depression, right?
Yeah.
It's $150,000.
Yeah,
$150,000. It's like how in South Park when they cured AIDS, but it was just
blending up money.
Injecting money into your. I mean, hey, man, if it works, it works.
I mean,
if we found that out, if there was an objective fact that taking a 3 to 6 week break and just banging whores and doing cocaine the whole time would make your life better,
yeah,
wouldn't we have a moral obligation to make that a possibility for everybody?
I think we should.
I mean, honestly, we want health care.
I think there'd be less school shootings and less mass shootings if dudes were getting laid.
Yeah,
for sure. I agree.
I know there's a lot more issues to it, but when you look at all those guys that do that crazy shit, most of them. They're not getting pussy,
right?
Hey, we got an interesting one here. First of all, hammer the like button if you're watching on YouTube. Secondly, we had a question here from a listener, RM Smart is his name. He said, "Dude, just shave the little hair you have left off. It's over, man. Have you thought about shaving your head?"
I typically do shave my head, but I'm also an actor. Whoever the fuck just said that bullshit to me, and sometimes I have to grow out my hair to do my job. Piece of shit.
What are you working on now? Are you doing shit for Vet TV?
I was supposed to go out to LA tomorrow to finish a show out there that we began filming last March and obviously had to cut short.
Yeah.
And they finally got the cast all locked down back and of course there's another spike, so I'm waiting it out again.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me in June or July for a TV show that got nuked, that got pushed, and then I literally just got off a call maybe 20 minutes before we started this show. We were just trying to get like a guest to go and shoot at a podcast studio out there, and they were like, no, man, everything's fucking shut down.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm walking around the neighborhood looking like the neighborhood creep because I can't act. My favorite thing to do on this planet, man, is I just want to do my job, man.
How's your pussy game these days? Are you on Grindr or Tinder?
Yeah, let me see your pussy.
Well, it's I'll show you my bum pussy if you'd like. I don't know what the rules are with that, but
we're already shadow banned on YouTube. I would save it.
Yeah,
I would save it. Obviously, all
right, no bum pussy then. I've slowed down considerably
because of COVID, or just you personally.
Me personally, I was getting a little reckless there for a while. I kind of got a little lady situation going on right now.
Oh, you do? You got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What race is she?
White.
Okay, because you're super racist, and I knew you wouldn't date outside your own race. But I'm kidding.
I want one of those like Da Vinci. What was the Da Vinci piece where it was like the man? With the circular, you know, his arms were going
Vitruvian
around.
Vitruvian man.
Yeah, I want one that's of those, it's and it's just a list of all the things Ross has called me, a racist, a pedophile. What else we got on the list there? Creepy, I mean, I guess that could be.
Boo Radley, very Boo Radley-ish.
Very Boo Radley, yeah.
Is what we've referred to you as. Is Donnie O'Malley, is he in L.A.? From Vet TV?
Yeah, they're LA-based these days. And yeah, I was just with Donnie about 2 weeks ago. A great story. I was down in Palatka, Florida, which was the way you imagine Florida. That is redneck Florida down there. Yeah. And we were jumping out of airplanes, or Donnie was, and I was down there with him. But we were like, we were in like backwoods Florida, and all these dudes were like homophobic old baby boomer Southerners. And so Donnie and I, and we have video of it. Donnie, every time he would land from one of his jumps, I would run up to him and start making out with him in front of these old baby boomer racist Southern dudes. And they would freak out. We got it all on camera. Donnie and I spent like 3 straight days kissing each other in front of racist old Southern men.
Oh God, that's great. That's great. So one of the questions here says, blacks for big comes. So there's a black girl on the message boards here that loves you. So, if you ever considered, you know, dating outside your race, dude, just know that the black ladies love you, dude. For big comes is your nickname. A lot of people don't know that.
What the hell's Mike the Cop doing?
Mike the
here?
Cop is in our thing here. Mike, we've tried to get you to do a podcast for a year now. Just do a fucking podcast.
He shows up the one day I'm on drugs.
Right? Where at?
No, like here. Oh. Today's the only day I've ever done. I think.
Is he drug shaming you in the message?
No, is Mike the Cop watching this right now?
Yeah, he's in the YouTube's channel. He's probably.
Oh, hi, Mike. I really miss you, dude. I hope you're doing well up there in Michigan.
He's probably not wearing
We
clothes
tried to
either.
Get Mike to do his own show. He's got another podcast, but to do a cop show on the network, dude, forever. But he says he's super busy.
I want to do like an unlicensed cops with him, where we just show up and fucking tell people we're cops, but we're not really.
Uh-huh.
And then we record all that.
Yeah.
Including the interaction with the cops, which means we'll probably make it on the actual show Cops if it comes back, because they'll have to show up and arrest us
like
at some point.
The average size blue line or something like that? Or?
Yeah. The medium blue line, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, the medium blue line.
Yeah.
You can't use thin anymore.
What about slightly thinner blue line?
Yeah, slightly.
Like, it's even, I know your guys' blue line is thin, but ours is a lot. It's like the, you
the
know,
Wayfish blue line?
Yeah, it's kind of like the difference between the old MacBook and the new one, right?
The mine's, Dallas Buyers blue line?
Yeah. Well, it's got AIDS, so.
Yeah. Like, it's very, like, it's, hey, man, we only support cops with AIDS. Like, that's a super specific charity that we're into.
There's like 12 of them, and we're like, we give each guy $5 a week. So $60 a week, that's fucking $300 or $3,000 a year, man. That's a lot of money.
And people start messaging, hey, man, I thought you guys supported cops. Well, we do, but we've switched. We really support cops with AIDS now because we've got to pick a thing. Mm. That we're into. What hat is that, Jack? Now that looks like you were maybe was had a pinwheel on top of it at some point.
This is a Romanian biker hat.
Ah, you don't say. Do you do a lot of biking in Romania?
I've done a little travel in Romania for sure. Yeah, I actually did a USO show there with Jared a few years ago.
Jared and who is the band? What are those guys' names?
American Hitmen.
Yeah, American Hitmen. Yeah,
Lake City. Yep.
Yeah, those guys are cool.
Yeah, yeah, those guys are great.
Group guys.
So, but back to the bike. Did you do any cycling in there in Romania?
Dude, I weigh 250 pounds, Ross. I don't know why you're even bothering asking this one.
I just want to know why you bought the hat. It looks a little ill-fitting.
No,
it looks a little small.
You haven't seen Jack's hat collection. So this is Jack. He goes into a random gas station and sees a weird hat. He's like, you know what? I'm going to wear that for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
He had one.
Yeah, I got here. I got some.
Show up. Let's see the Scorpion. He had one.
I got Air Force Vietnam veteran.
There was one you bought. There's one you bought at Bucky's, and I think it's got a scorpion on the front, and you just called yourself Scorpion for like 3 months.
Oh, is Bucky's?
I was Scorpion. Where's my? Oh, here I got my gas station California Republic hat.
That's great. Hey, is Bucky's the shit? By the way, I have not been to Bucky's. Jax, is it worth the hype?
Well, how have you not been to Bucky's?
Oh, bro, like, if don't even bother going to the Alamo. If you need to know everything about Texas culture, Bucky's tells you everything you need to know.
That's what I heard. So my neighbor said that, and I googled it. It's like 36 miles away. Is that Lakers hat signed by anybody? By Kobe or anything?
It's signed by our old friend Bo Rose is there.
Oh, the wardrobe for. Yeah. Somebody was
and then when I was in Bahrain, I got this nice scarf from when I was in Bahrain.
Who is that? Can you name that guy there?
That's the king of Bahrain.
Yeah, do you know his name?
No, man. I'm not a good citizen. I'm not a good Bahrainian culture expert by any means.
His name is Hamid bin Isa Al Khalifa.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And he's
that.
The uncle of Wiz Khalifa. A lot of people don't know that.
A lot of people don't know
the
that.
The thing is, like, I know Dan Khalifa. Probably looked that up, but I wouldn't be surprised if he knew that off the top of
The top of his dome. Yeah,
I do know a bunch of weird shit.
Now, hey Ross. I mean, have you guys spent a lot of time in Culver City?
Yes. Oh, Tito's Tacos. Look at that, dude. Look at you.
My joint, man.
That is the joint, man.
Jack, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, a lot of people are asking what you want for Christmas on the message boards here.
Honestly, I would like for there to be no more war, if you can give that to me.
You know, it's interesting enough. I just read an article about Trump this morning. He's the only sitting president to not start a war. So,
Yeah.
Not start a war. I mean, technically, I don't think Clinton started any wars. He bombed Iraq a lot.
Yeah, he bombed the shit out of some place.
He let the USS Cole get blown up without any retaliation. He let Osama bin Laden go in 96 instead of killing him when we had the chance, but didn't start any wars that I'm familiar with. I mean, he did bomb some stuff.
He bombed some shit, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, look, George H.W. Bush didn't start any wars.
USA Today is doing a fact check on this. It says Trump joins Carter, Ford, and Nixon among presidents without a new war. So, is this true? USA Today is fact checking this, and they're saying Dwight Eisenhower.
Well, I mean, wait, what year did the Korean War start?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know.
51, I think.
My grandfather was in the Korean War, but I don't know. I'm not sure. But they're dropping that one. How do you feel about old Trump leaving office? You sad?
I guess that's technically true.
You want me to talk politics? Literally, nobody ever asked me about politics.
I know. You're the guy, Jack. A lot of people don't know it. You're the guy we ask about politics on the show.
Oh, God, this is a lot. To be honest with you, all I can say is I'm just really happy that there was a winner and a loser. And in 2016, there was a winner and a loser. And 2008, there was a winner and a loser. And I'm really happy. I support winners. And I love the losers, too. I just want everyone to have a good time.
Does a guy like you even vote? Do you even bother? Or do you just like, fuck it, I'm good?
I don't vote.
Yeah. I figured. When somebody's taking cums the size of yours, like big cums like you do, they don't have time for voting.
No, you spend most of your time cleaning yourself up, probably.
Yeah, cleaning yourself up.
And going to the abortion clinic, obviously.
Yeah, your new girlfriend, was she aware of like how like the large
the
amount
volume.
That you yeah.
yeah
that you come every single time?
And also, have you guys considered at all getting pregnant and having an abortion as a bonding experience?
Well, what I want to do is I want to wait till she's like 9 months pregnant, and then I want to go to a CVS and just grab a bunch of Plan Bs off the wall and go up to the guy and be like, how many is it going to take to deal with my little problem right here?
Just say, do you think this is enough? Do you think this is enough?
Yeah.
And then
just a woman that's 9 months pregnant and just a bunch of Plan Bs, like you're playing catch up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, technically, if you took enough, that probably would work.
It would. We got some breaking news to the show here. Trump just pardoned Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor.
Do you think Trump's going to pardon himself?
That has been a speculation and a topic of debate. I don't know why he would need to for what, I guess.
I have no idea. Who knows?
But it says there's many more to come. Joe Exotic, if you haven't been following online, has put that out there that he wants to be pardoned by Trump. Any shot that Joe Exotic gets pardoned here in the next 2 months?
I don't think that there's anything that's out of the realm of possibility with Donald Trump in office, especially as a lame duck president. Like, this is going to be an interesting couple months.
Yeah, it will be. Speaking of interesting, Dakota Meyer just walked in. Dakota, why don't you walk in? We're live on YouTube, but Big Cums is here, dude, your buddy. Yeah, your buddy's here. He put clothes on. He was shirtless the whole time, so.
Look at it. No mask.
There you go.
Hey, what's up, handsome man?
No mask, no problems.
I'm surprised you're not wearing a mask inside. You look like a mask up inside type of dude, Jack.
I try to be careful, but I do. I have a maid that comes in and does a deep clean once a week, so I'm typically pretty good.
I feel like if you're going to pardon anybody for a crime, pardoning somebody for trying to kill Carol Baskin seems reasonable.
I think it's fine.
I mean, what are the chances that if he got pardoned, Joe Exotic would try to kill another person? I don't think that's likely.
I feel like that.
I don't either.
Pardoning Joe Exotic would be his safest thing. That'd be one of those things where people on the left would be like, I think that was a good call by the president.
I don't think anything Trump could do. If Trump pardoned everybody that's ever been arrested for drugs right now, the left would find a problem with it.
Yeah.
There is, look, I'm not a fans of the show know I'm not a big Donald Trump guy, but this, the Trump derangement syndrome thing is real. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It started with the blame Bush crowd, and it turned into thanks Obama, that meme.
Yep.
Right. But I've never seen it like this before.
This will be the subject of a documentary.
Yeah. People are having to take positions and defend positions they don't even agree with because they hate him so much. That's how fucking stupid that is.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what do you mean water? Oh, Donald Trump drinks water. Fuck that. Like, yeah. Oh, well, I guess you're just gonna fucking die then, dumb.
Cans of water, man. Yeah, I mean, need any water.
He does plenty of actual shit that's stupid that you can dislike him for without making things up.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Dakota, we got a question in the message board here. Are you still dating the puzzle girl? Really? They said it's a yes. I said it's a yes. So they're still solving puzzles together night after night. And you can watch them Monday through Friday. They're having their own puzzle. It's called Puzzle TV. It's an app you can get where you can watch Dakota and his girlfriend solve every type of puzzle you could imagine. They're going to start with a sky over the Grand Canyon, and then that's going to shift on to something else. What's up? You're going to start doing how-tos, yeah, for the puzzles. I would.
How to put a puzzle together? You mean... That's a thing?
Yeah. Does Trump drink Liquid IV? You're goddamn right he does. Promo code Drinking Bros for 25% off there at liquidiv.com. Yeah.
Does he sleep on a ghost bed?
Trump? So, yeah. So, here's the thing. I said this a few shows back. He's a government official. Therefore, he technically gets 30% off. If he doesn't have a ghost bed in the White House, then what the fuck is he doing? You know what I'm saying?
Do they inherit beds when they get to the White House? Or is it like, do they bring in their own furniture for that?
Yeah, no, he, according to the Steele dossier, he had Russians come and piss all over the beds that Obama was sleeping in the White House, and then he replaced it later. But, you know, it's all, again, those are all facts. You can just look up, obviously, everything they say is
true. On the internet.
Yeah, Steele dossier was true. All of it was true. So you could probably just look that up. But, yeah, there were 63 Russian prostitutes that urinated in unison on top of the old Obama bed, and then... the only bed that wasn't pissed on was the Lincoln bed, they said, because he was a Republican.
Sounds like a Fred Smoot party right there.
Yeah, goddamn right it does. Are you outside now?
Yeah, my little guy's, my little helper is asking to go outside. And since he's been so good to me, I need to be good to him, too.
Yeah, I didn't hear him talking, Jack.
He was scratching at the door. He that's his form of communication, a nice little door scratch.
Well, I didn't hear the dog talking. So if you want to mic him up next time, that'd be great. But in the meantime, you don't have to. Is your parents alone on Thanksgiving this year?
I think they're going to be with my sister and my brother-in-law. Yeah, and the grandkids. But they're not doing anything big. They're keeping it pretty light over there.
You just named 12 people who were going to be there. So why is that? Oh yeah. They're not doing anything big. It's just going to be my sister, my brother, all the grandkids, every family member, except for Jack. It seems like you're the one who's afraid to get COVID, not your parents.
Oh, have you seen the new stuff that California put out?
Yeah. You can't go anywhere in California.
Like for the Thanksgiving regulations, they added some stuff. So you got to be outside. Mm-hmm. It can only last 2 hours, three household limit. And you have to sit 6 feet apart. You can't pass food from one person to another.
No.
And attendees may briefly use restroom, but only if frequently sanitized.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to have an 8x10 picture of Gavin Newsom above the mantle.
Sucking his own dick.
Yep. And if you're going to eat corn on the cob, it's got to be jammed into an egg beater, and then you got to turn that on high and eat that within under 8 seconds. So you can cob up and just, you know... for the entire thing. Are you showing your dog taking a shit for the audience? This is the quality content you get out of Drinking Bros the day before Thanksgiving. You can't really pay for this. I know a lot of people are doing Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. pay-per-view on Saturday night and watching that. But in all honesty, you got to come to Drinking Bros to see a dog shitting in the grass in San Antonio.
Do you remember that website ratemypoo.com, mm-hmm. Jack? Do you remember that shit?
No, please.
it was like it may actually still exist. Let me look it up. It's like Hot or Not, but for dumps.
Okay. Yeah, you got it, Dakota.
Yeah, it's still ratemypoo.com.
I'm so grateful to live in the time that I live in.
I need to add a fact here, Jack.
Go ahead. Dakota Meyer's now on. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just need to add a fact here, Jack. You're real big on Corona, and I just want to let you know that right now, fullfact.org, walking your pet raises your risk of catching coronavirus by 78%.
Ah.
Just so you know, and you're not wearing a mask, neither is your dog.
Yep.
And you're also, your mother is not going to have you next to her during Thanksgiving. So I just want to let you know the facts, Jack.
Hey, that's the facts, Jack. Jack, why is the dog not wearing a mask?
Yeah.
I'm not really concerned about you, obviously, but the dog I am, if the dog gets COVID, then what happens?
I've been wearing a condom.
You have to.
Well, the thing is, like, I'm very adamant about following the rules, but my dog's one of those weird anti-maskers. So I don't tell him how to live his life. We have a laissez-faire attitude in our household.
Laissez-faire means hands off for anybody who can't speak French out there. You're welcome. I'm not only hosting a podcast today, but I'm also teaching French. So the dog has a hands off policy on mask. Just curious. What about you? When you and your lady are making love, you mask up or you go unmask?
I mask up, but only because it's like my latest little like porn kink that I'm into is doing the COVID porn.
I watched it. I watched the COVID porn that's on Pornhub with the mask and all that shit. Like, I can't get off to it, man. I'm so turned off by the mask. I can't do it.
Well, it's just reminding you of the time that you live in, and you're supposed to be there for the escape. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I agree. Richard Dinoff, Big Dick Dinoff, is saying, are we getting another podcast after this? No. This will probably be the last one we ever do here.
Yeah.
To be real. We just saw a dog taking a shit in the yard live on YouTube. So, no, we're probably done after this. The sponsors, everybody's done after this. Jack was laying in his bed shirtless for a little bit. By the way, something I never told you is Becky Mandeville, your mom. Do you know that every day, for whatever reason, because of the algorithm, it shows up on friends you might know to friend every single day? I see your mom's picture on Facebook. Dead serious.
I'm Facebook friends with Jared's mom.
Why don't you send a friend request?
I didn't want to fuck up your whole shit of like, hey, dude, why are you friending my mom? You know?
No, of course not. You know her. She adores you.
Great people. The Mandevilles are some of the best people on the planet.
Parents love me too.
No, they don't. But Jack, like, Jack's, you're definitely in there, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got that. I got some Eddie Haskell energy going on, so.
Yeah, you do. I know people were asking about the American Party this week. Yes, you guys are recording, but is it going up on Friday? Yeah, it's going up on Friday. That way you'll have some content on Friday. Right now, we're trying to get our people out of the studio and home for Thanksgiving. And, you know, masking up, and we're all going to, actually, we got invited to Jack's mom's house for Thanksgiving, so we're all flying up there. It'll be about 34
of us. You
just got
to send that friend request.
Yeah. It'll be about 34 of us. Now's the point in the show we get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. This one was submitted by Ryan Zirkel from Virginia. He's been a member of Drinking Bros since 2016, and he's nominating Mike Shank. Reason for the nomination? I want to nominate Deputy Mike Shank for this week's Drinking Bro of the Week. A family friend's husband was recently shot 4 times at a traffic stop in a small town here in Virginia. He is a great family, and he's a long road ahead of him. If you want, he has a GoFundMe up for Mike Shank, the officer in, I think it says deputy. Yeah, deputy in Virginia. And I'm looking at his GoFundMe right now. They've reached 20. So they're asking for, they're hoping to get $30,000, and they've already received $24,000. So if you're looking to donate a few shekels over the holidays here, Mike Shank and the fundraisers on behalf of Ashley Tate. Again, submit your Drinking Bro of the Week to drinkingbros.com. We read these live. We don't screen them. So whatever comes into the inbox at that time, we will read it live. We never have any idea what it is. Therefore, you can put whatever you want in there. Jack, you look exhausted. You're back in bed.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been a long day of doing like a half hour of work and let my dog out.
Yeah.
I know. I woke up at 10 a.m. this morning. I was like, oh, I got to go back to sleep.
Gross.
I had to get a haircut though, so I had to.
Obviously.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Obviously.
Otherwise, look, I'm not going to lie. Dramatic pause. I'm not going to lie. I'm not gonna lie. You thought we were frozen there, Jack?
I thought you were frozen.
I go to bed whenever I go to bed, but if I wake up before like 10 or 11, I just lie there and want to fucking die the whole time.
Yeah, why
am I awake? This is stupid.
No need. There's no need.
There's no being awake sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have tried it, but it is not fun.
It's awful.
It's terrible. It's one of the worst things I have to do every day.
And a guy like you, Jack, who's hung over as shit, just laying in bed, I have a feeling like you'll probably just go to sleep, you know, maybe moments after we end this phone call.
I'm going to give it my old junior college try for sure.
Oh, yeah. Did you go to JC?
I went to JC. Yeah. Did a little San Antonio Community College about 12 years ago. Absolutely.
How'd that work out for you?
I got arrested. The only day I've ever spent in jail in my entire life was an incident that happened on campus.
Really? What happened? Well, can you describe it for us?
I punched a guy in the face. It was 10 in the morning on a Wednesday.
Whoa, and, Yeah. What happened that would cause you to punch a guy in the face at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday?
He cornered me. He was being really aggressive. He thought something I said to him was meant to be like mean, but he took it out of context, and so he started getting aggressive with me and kind of cornered me, and I tried walking away, and he wouldn't let me walk away, and so then I just socked him in the face and kind of restrained him. But when the cops showed up, you know, I thought, you know, they were going to ask a lot of questions, but they just came up to me and they said, "Did you hit him first?" And I said, "Yes." And there was no follow-up questions. They just cuffed me and took me into jail.
Really?
My first time in jail, you know, the only thing I ever knew was I watched a lot of Oz, which scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I ever knew about the American prison or jail system was from watching like Nazi rape happen on HBO's Oz. So I walked in there and my chest was all puffed out. I'm like, oh great, now I'm gonna have to join a gang. Ugh. I'm not a racist, but I have to be in the Aryans. It's a white guy thing.
So you didn't convert to Islam?
No, but turns out jail at 10 in the morning on a Wednesday is pretty chill place. It's just a few drunks left over from the night before.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And nothing came of it. I got a deferred adjudication.
If you need a break from life, go punch some guy in the face on a Wednesday morning. It's a good way to go, I guess.
Yeah. There's a dope-ass jail rape scene in As the Sun Rises, It Dawns on Him. December 8th, it comes out.
I am looking forward to that, Ross.
I know. It's the best. It's the third one of the St. James movies. But it is the darkest chapter I've ever written in my life. And, like, I have a feeling someone's going to be unhappy about it. That's all I'm going to say. But there is a violent prison scene that is really on another level where I was just like, should I publish this or not? Like, should this get printed? And the answer is always yes, obviously. But
what's amazing is they're letting that slide through, but they still, To Kill a Mockingbird is out of the window now.
Proud of you, Jack. Is there anybody you want to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to while you're at it here, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, this is the second time I'm going to mention his name. I'm just going to say it again.
Yeah.
I don't follow meme pages. I only really follow friends and a couple like comedians I really like.
Uh-huh.
He's a Drinking Bro. He's in the Drinking Bros universe. His name's John Leisure. His Instagram handle is WokeJohnnyBravo, and he just posts memes that make me laugh all day long.
Really? All right, I'll follow that.
It's really
memes.
Really weird stuff.
Do you follow it? Mm-hmm. Oh, awesome. I'm in. I'll follow it for sure. And then Dan, your meme, the guy who does your fan page is the greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's a pro, man.
Oh, yeah, he's so good.
Guy's the best.
He's so good. He told me that he learned how to do video and image editing because he was superimposing his friends into gay pornography. Like 15 years ago. That's the only reason he learned any editing at all was to do that. If you start with a pure heart, you'll have success, I guess is the moral of that story.
Pure heart, clear eyes. That's what they always say, right? Nope. No, I think it's something else. It's something Texas-y. I feel that I'm close. Where are you guys watching the Tyson fight at, by the way? Which channel? This one or Drinking Bros Sports?
We were going to discuss that afterwards. Since it's before the December 1 official launch date, we may just do it on the Drinking Bros channel.
Yeah, do it on Drinking Bros.
Yeah.
And then just do a live reaction thing. We're going to We're splitting off Drinking Bros Sports as of December, I think, 2nd, maybe 1st or 2nd, whenever that Tuesday is. So that'll have its own feed. We'll obviously let you guys know. But in the meantime, there's going to be a bunch of reaction shows and all that shit. And the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. thing. Go over the rules of that before you guys get started that night. I just read them and I was like, huh?
The rules are me and Dan are going to get real drunk. I'm going to bring some drugs in since it's kind of like man cavey.
Yeah.
And we'll probably do call-ins too. I'll probably set the call-in for that. So if you just want to, yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't think they're allowed to knock each other out though.
That's what I heard. And like, dude, let's face it. Cool. Like, let's fucking knock each other
who
out.
Who believes that?
Mike Tyson.
Who really
is,
believes it?
Mike Tyson spent his entire life following the rules.
Exactly. He's never, I'm sure this will be fine.
Never raped anybody or bitten anybody's ear off.
No, sure. but we're talking to a man who has, Jack Mandeville. You've had to have raped once in your life and probably bit a man's ear off. I want to say I love you. Thanks for joining us on this Dirtbags Thanksgiving. To all the drinking bros out there in the universe, we appreciate you tuning in. And rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review on iTunes. It is not our millions of listeners, surprisingly. It is only the fucking ratings that move you up the charts on iTunes, which is ridiculous. Because our individual episodes, by the way, are like top 100 in the world, including that Amanda Milius one.
Yep.
So, Jackers, love you, buddy.
I love you all. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, man.
And I just want to give a big shout out to the American version of Jesus. Thank you for always taking care of me and looking over me and making sure that Americans are the greatest country in the world. America, Jesus, I love you.
Yeah. So when you're talking about American Jesus, that's blonde haired, blue eye, right?
Yep. And he wants me to be financially successful and he hates the poor.
Yes. Yeah, he also likes the Green Bay Packers and Clemson Tigers. And
correct.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, big fan of football, but only certain teams.
Yeah, yeah. And he only eats mayonnaise, not Miracle Whip. So.
Well, yeah, American Jesus calls him Freedom Fries.
Goddamn right he was. Jack, we'll let you get back to it. I know you're a busy, busy man there. And for D'Anthony Holloway, Jack Mandeville, Dakota Meyer, Fake Dan, Papa Giorgio, I'm Ross Patterson. We get the whole Drinking Bros Tetherball Academy Media crew in here tonight. Good day, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.